This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Joe Kelly. We're live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas 24-hour news center. The KRLD morning news continues. John Little has the day off. Here's Heather Behrens.
Police officers keeping vigil stood at attention Sunday as a murdered Dallas police officer was escorted from the Dallas County Medical Examiner's Office to a Dallas funeral home. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
I'm here outside Restland Funeral Home, where a procession escorted the hearse carrying the flag-draped coffin of police officer Darren Burks. Last week, Officer Burks was gunned down in Oak Cliff in what Police Chief Eddie Garcia called not an ambush, but an execution. The killer himself died in a shootout with police after a chase into Louisville. Sunday was the first day of worship at Officer Burks' church, Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, since his death.
It's an incredible loss that we'll feel for forever.
Charles Johnson served alongside Officer Burks on the church's parking ministry team, guarding public safety as massive crowds try to enter and leave the parking lots at the same time every Sunday. Burks was a school teacher for 17 years before going to the Dallas Police Academy to become a Dallas patrol officer. In Dallas at Restland Funeral Home, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Man, I was traveling over the weekend, went to Hot Springs to see family, and I was glad I came back early because the crowds are tough. Massive crowds hitting the airports and highways today, headed home from the holiday weekend. At DFW Airport, they're going to be working harder than ever. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the numbers.
DFW Airport's expecting a 250,000 passengers today alone and almost 1.5 million people over the full weekend. Some people flying through say they knew to come early.
People are going to be a little rushy, but you come prepared. You come with patience.
You have to get out of the house early. That way you get there on time.
DFW opened 50 years ago, and Chief Executive Sean Donahue says this has already been their busiest summer ever. This weekend's been 6% busier than last Labor Day.
It's going to be a busy, busy weekend. It's interesting. From May through June this summer, we served 24 million customers in 3 months.
TSA is expecting 17 million people across the country over the full Labor Day weekend, so they're urging people get to the airport 2 hours early for domestic flights and 3 hours before international. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
And taking a look at some of those delays right now at DFW, there are 27 flight delays, 4 cancellations, and at Dallas Love Field, 17 delays, no cancellation. Today is the first Labor Day in 36 years that Ben Spencer of Dallas will celebrate it as an innocent man. KRLD's LP Phillips reports on life as an exoneree.
Ben Spencer knew he wasn't a robber, but it took decades before the Dallas County Public Integrity Unit took a look at his case and realized the wrong guy had been convicted. Spencer was turned loose from prison in 2021, but it wasn't until Thursday that a judge officially wiped his record clean. So we wondered, what has Spencer been up to for the last 3 years?
I reconnected with my wife, and we got remarried, and you know, just been spending time with my family and son and doing things, you know, for them to help them, you know, for us, trying to help them around the house and doing whatnot.
Part of that whatnot is going to car shows and bowling nights. While he couldn't be there for his son growing up, Spencer says he did the best he could from behind bars. From the 24-hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He was the treasurer of a Dallas church. Now he'll spend the next 7 years behind bars. KRLD's Austin York explains why.
A judge sentenced Thomas Bain to 7 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to fraud back in March. He was also ordered to pay close to $2 million in restitution. Bain served as the treasurer of a Dallas church's charitable foundation from 2016 to 2022 and recommended the foundation issue 15 large donations to an entity he claimed would further the church's mission. Instead, he pocketed the funds, totaling around $1.4 million, used it to support his lifestyle, including renting a home in Highland Park, a membership to a country club, domestic and international travel, and a vacation rental in Aspen. At the same time, Bain was also accused of defrauding investors through his company, Bain Trade, creating a Ponzi-type scheme and ripping investors off of more than $871,000. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Hey, when it comes to our favorite music, a new survey says one decade reigns supreme. By the way, 63% of those surveyed agreed that music used to be better than it is now.
You know, one of the ways I know that is songs used to tell stories. And these days, songs are pretty much just a chorus over and over and over again, or at least so it seems.
Across the city, the people of Dallas have been drawn to police stations creating impromptu memorials for police officer Darren Burks, who was shot and killed in his own patrol car last week.
Burks was a proud member of Omega Psi Phi, a historically black fraternity that he pledged.
It didn't shock me, but then it kind of did shock me that it became a police officer, because I knew that was all about saving community.
If he didn't put a smile on your face, something was wrong. He was never going to let anybody have a bad day.
Sunday's gathering at the police station continues a weekend full of moments to honor the fallen officer. Hundreds of people also gathered for a vigil on Friday night in the parking lot of the Four Oak Cliff community where Officer Burks was killed.
NBC5's Alana Quillen also reports that the funeral for Officer Burks will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Watermark Church in North Dallas. Visitation will be 2 hours before the service. If you're traveling to 8 major cities, you might have trouble getting fresh towels and more at 24 hotels because of a hotel worker strike. The strikes include the cities of Boston, San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego, Seattle, and Honolulu. CBS reporter Annalisa Burgos has more.
The strike caught many guests off guard. Carl Tatum of Central California said their luau was canceled and doesn't know if he'll be able to visit the spa.
It's annoying. This is why I hate unions. Absolutely. Because there's a lot of people that they can only afford one vacation a year. And then they come here and then they have to deal with that. It's just one of those deals. If you don't want to work, don't work. Somebody else will take your job.
Kapolei resident Kyra Santos is on a staycation with her family. She said she respects what the strikers are doing.
The people do have a voice, and I think they should speak it. And hopefully they can give them whatever they deserve.
Other than closed signs at some eateries, Santos said Hilton hasn't given out information about the strike.
A big upset at the U.S. Open. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has more.
Women's defending champ Coco Gauff fell to fellow American Emma Navarro in the fourth round of the Open on ESPN with 19 double faults and 60 unforced errors to just 14 winners.
I played well for the most part. I just didn't take care of my serve, so that was the biggest difference. Too many free points on my serve.
Gauff and Navarro were roommates at the U.S. Open. There was good news for another American. Francis Tiafoe advanced to tomorrow's men's quarterfinals. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
KRLD News Time is 8:24, and we check your money.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Apple has its eye on the next big consumer hit.
Now, robotics is the next big thing at Apple.
Mark Gurman, reporter for Bloomberg News.
They're talking about humanoids. They're talking about mobile robots to go around your home. Now they're talking about this home device.
Sources tell Gurman it's a new tabletop robot with a large robotic neck connected to an iPad, making it
essentially your first Apple intelligence device. It's a AI-ified iPad, a fully voice-controlled system that can move around on your table.
To be used as a smart home command center, video conferencing machine, and remote-controlled home security tool, all this is Apple scans for new revenue because
they've basically run out of these product categories that is going to generate enough revenue to be a real new business. And then they canceled the big one, was the self-driving car.
We're hearing the tabletop robot could debut as early as 2026. And retail for around $1,000. Denise Pellegrini, Bloomberg Radio.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.